Skateboarders have long been, we'll find out more about that. Skateboarders have been a long been a part of Melbourne life, but recently they are all too much a part of Les Stewart's life. Les lives in Thornbury, getting on a bit, still cycles, but recently was skittled by a skateboarder, and he's angry about the way skateboarders are still defined as pedestrians. Les, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
They're hardly pedestrians.
You wouldn't think so. They can go as fast as a cyclist.
And often they do and do things pretty haphazardly.
That's exactly right.
Are they all kids?
Oh, no, no. The one who caused my accident was about 22.
Okay, but what actually happened? How much at fault was he?
Oh, he was going too fast. Couldn't control his skateboard. He was behind me and hopped off the board, and the board shot forward. And because I didn't know it was coming, it was right against my front wheel when I realised it was there, and spun across the front wheel and sent me over the handlebars onto the concrete.
Oh, boy. How long ago was this?
That was September the 13th.
Okay, so a serious accident for yourself. What do you want to have happen, Les?
Well, I'm quite sure that if cyclists are required by law, actually, to give warning that they're coming with a bell, coming behind pedestrians and so on, surely you can have something for a skateboarder if they use their mouth, like, skateboarder coming, something like that.
Yes, that's common sense would tell you to do that,
exactly,
wouldn't it?
Exactly right.
Les, are you okay now?
No. I found out later on that I had a torn tendon in the hand, left hand. I've had an operation on it. I'm in a sling at the moment.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry you're in that situation. Let's hope that maybe we can get things changed, Les, because they do move very quickly, and similar to a lot of cyclists, they don't seem to worry about rules or that anything or other people are around, and that's your experience for certain. Les Stewart, thank you. 29 to 1.